Hey guys, welcome to a very delayed Marvel edition of Just Two Weebs featuring Okay, featuring Chess and
Ellie.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, what have you watched recently, Chess? Are you up to date with Marvel?
I am up to date, I believe, and hopefully up to date by the time this comes out.
No, but you would be, because they're not showing any more Marvel films for the rest of 2019.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Okay. First things first, I guess, Endgame.
Endgame came out this year.
It just became the top grossing film ever.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Wait, so did it beat Titanic?
It beat Titanic a long time
ago.
Or
what was the other one? Avatar?
Avatar. Yeah.
Weird, it really? That's hilarious.
Ew, someone made a tweet going, Disney has finally beaten Disney. It was a close tie behind Disney. But Disney pulled through. And I'm like, wow, that's so true. Funny.
That's great. Because that guy, the director, James Cameron, kind of made a big stink about superhero movies. And then, like, that list came out of Disney movies, and he was, like, making up to Avatar 5, and I was like, who even asked for 3? Because 2's not even out yet.
Yeah, I don't know why Disney thinks they're going to make a lot of money off of it now. I don't remember how I found out, but it was like, they beat them. I was like, oh, okay then.
Yeah, because I remember everyone was, like, hyping about it, but then, like, I never heard the results because it was still kind of... not there yet.
Yeah, not there yet. But yeah, finally, Endgame has beaten Avatar.
Beep, 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 beep.
Yeah, anything interesting or you're like, what the heck?
Oh, I guess one thing we can go back, because in the last, wait, no, not the last one, but the one before, I think we talked about, we thought Ant-Man, what was it? You said something about, you thought Ant-Man was a Skrull.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I was, like, watching that part, and I was like, what's going to happen? And then he just comes out so simple. Like, a rat just goes over the controls, and it's like, okay.
Yeah, like, okay then. Mm-hmm. Wait, but everyone was, like, throwing theories all over the place. They're like, Ant-Man went to the past. Because if you look at Captain America and Black Widow, they look young. Then I realize now it's like, oh wait, the trailers actually edited them.
Oh really?
Because I'm pretty sure Black Widow did not have the blonde orange hair in that part in the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure she did not. I would have to look back, but
that'd be funny if they did. Yeah, because I feel like they did that with Captain Marvel too. Like they didn't change the color of one of her outfits.
Yeah, like I think they do it on purpose, so
no spoilers.
Yeah, no spoilers. I like how people, there's also the part when they all walk out because Captain Marvel brought Tony Stark's, like, the spaceship back, right? And then everyone's like, look at that conveniently empty hole in the trailer. And I'm thinking, I don't think there was actually anyone in there in the movie.
Was it when the taco flew on Ant-Man's
boots? No. This was when Captain Marvel saved Tony and
Nebula.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think when that happened.
It was like literally in the first 5 minutes of the film. So I'm like, so there was no one they could have put in that would have been a spoiler. Because it's literally the first 5 minutes.
Oh, and she's just like there in the window. Okay. I remember.
Endgame was great. Everyone's really mad about Hawkeye living, and I'm just like, feels bad, because I like Hawkeye.
I mean, I'm neutral. I didn't really care which one would have won.
Oh. Okay, but, unpopular opinion, like, if it wasn't Black Widow who died, no one would have cared. You know?
If it weren't her that died, no one would have cared if, like, Hawkeye died.
Actually, maybe people would not have cared as much if Hawkeye died compared to Black Widow. But then it's because Black Widow died, everyone got super mad, going like, oh, she shouldn't have died. And then the other half are like, oh, she's the soul of the soul of Avengers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it did make a really big impact.
Mm-hmm.
because she was the one who died. If it was Hawkeye, it would not have made such a like impact.
Yeah, because he like disappears.
Yeah, because he disappears like, a lot. Again? It's not okay. It's Marvel's fault for never using him. Okay, yeah. Like they use Black Widow in like so many films, and Hawkeye was in barely anything. So that's why no one cares about him. He better appear in the Black Widow film, but
maybe. But I don't know if that's in the past or not.
Is it? It's supposed to be.
I mean, like obviously, it would be the past. But I was thinking like past when like she's kind of when she's being trained to be a spy. I guess.
Okay, we can talk about this after.
Yeah, because I have some stuff to say.
Yeah, okay. Okay. The kid.
Yeah,
the
kid everyone was like, who is that little, or not little boy, but I guess little compared to everyone else.
Who's that little boy?
Who is that boy at the funeral? The number one question, the number one thing if you look up on Google during that time. It might still be the top. Who's that boy at Tony Stark's funeral?
Yeah. I never watched Iron Man 3.
Really?
So, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I think, yeah, you're, like, actually catching up with some before Endgame, I think.
Yeah, and then I got lazy again.
Yeah.
But
the Iron Man. Well, my onion. The Iron Man movies are, like, okay. Like, I feel like the first one was necessary just to get the idea of his character. But if not, Avengers would have been a good substitute, too. But, yeah, the other movies were kind of meh. But I did see the third one, and I vaguely remember it. But I do remember the little boy in the barn. Like, kind of. He kept Iron Man in the barn?
Oh, I don't know, because I never watched it.
Yeah. He was, like, hiding, I think. And hiding.
Okay. Eventually, I'll watch it.
Yeah. It's not bad. Some people consider it a Christmas movie, apparently.
Was it supposed to be a Christmas movie?
I think that it's held, like, in the movie, it's held during Christmas.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was there. I don't know why no one else in the third movie was there. I guess the kid was just...
Was there anyone else? I think basic. Well, Pepper Potts was there.
Oh, she better be there.
He was there.
He better be there.
Was Happy at the funeral? I think
he was. I'm pretty sure he was. Yeah, like sitting in the back or something.
Yeah, that's the only people who matter.
Mm-hmm.
I think. Because I don't think. Yeah, I don't really. Yeah, all his people were there. Rhodey. And that's all. That's all. Did you feel sad about the ending of Endgame?
Like, when Tony died?
Yeah.
I can't remember, honestly. I think I was sad, but it wasn't like I was bawling.
Yeah.
You know? I think I kind of expected him to die. Like, everyone expected him to die. Mm-hmm. So, it wasn't really a shock. Like, it's sad, but it's like, no, he's alive in real life. It's okay.
Yeah, because I didn't really expect him to be the one, because I thought it was Captain America, just because, like, I follow Chris Evans, and he wrote something saying, like, finally saying goodbye to Cap, like, this was my last day of filming, and I was like, does he die? But,
essentially does.
Yeah, essentially, but, yeah, when that happened to Tony, I was thinking, like, maybe, can he recover from this? Like, he just, like, was all burnt and kind of not talking, and I thought it was kind of, like, similar to when the Hulk did it, like, used the Infinity Glove, and I was like, maybe he can still heal, and then everyone's like, oh my god, Tony, and then, it's okay, Tony, you can rest now, and I was like, is this it? He's not gonna say anything, like, cause I don't think he said anything, he was just kind of, I mean...
I think he couldn't talk anymore.
Yeah, it was just, like, his whole body was kind of stopping, I think.
Yeah.
Freaking
Captain Marvel. She should have just did it.
Yeah, she's OP. Yeah. Actually, I'm surprised. Well, surprised and not surprised how little part she had. Because, like, I feel they, like, did a lot to kind of bring her in the series. But, like, she barely talked to anyone. And I get that she's OP, so they couldn't make her do everything. But... I would have liked to see her, like, hanging out and, like, having jokes with her.
Oh, like, actually kind of having an impact.
she was just, like, there, and they didn't really introduce her. It was just like, yep, that's Captain Marvel. And then she just leaves to go save other planets.
Yeah, I guess so. You know what's sad? You know, I just realized.
Uh-huh.
You know how they had the original fight in Wakanda, and a lot of people died?
Yeah.
Like, they shouldn't have come back, because they weren't snapped. They were dead before.
All the people in Wakanda?
Well, not all of them, but you know how, because there was a fight, right?
So yeah, so some of them died, but I don't think the people who died pre-snap came back.
Yeah, exactly. So probably a lot of Wakanda's dead now.
Yeah. we'll find out in Black Panther, too.
It's going to be like another 5 years.
The rebuild of Wakanda.
That's true. I was very surprised at the end of the film, because I was like, oh, not bad, not bad. 4 out of 6 of them are still alive.
Yeah, not bad, they did okay.
Yeah. And then when Captain America was getting ready to go to the past, I was like, oh, snap. Oh, no.
Here it comes.
And then I was like, no.
When they do it, and then it's like, he's not there.
Yeah.
And then it's like an old man on the bench.
I was so mad. Like I was like, if Steve Rogers can go back, why can't
Bucky?
Yeah, why can't Bucky? Hello? he got fixed. He's okay.
He just wanted to see the lady. Peggy. I was like,
Peggy. It's like, he goes back to the past, and he's just gotta ignore the fact that his best friend is still alive, and he's like, I have to let him become a killer.
Well, didn't they say they can prevent certain things, or I don't know what the deal was, time travel.
He's already messing up the past because of the fact that he went back.
He went back.
Yeah. I don't know.
Plot hole.
I feel like someone explained this on YouTube or something, but I'm still like, no, plot hole.
Yeah, because I feel like they said something like you can't change the past. I don't know, they explained it kind of weirdly, and then I don't really want to think about it too
hard. They didn't do it very well, the explanation behind time travel. Yeah,
because they're just like, what if we just time traveled to this part and kill Thanos, or kill a Thanos baby or something?
And technically, the past has already gotten messed up, because Thanos from 2012 came to 2019. It's 2023 or something like that.
Oh, and there.
In their time.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. So now suddenly there's no Thanos between 2013 to 2020. Well, 2019, because supposedly they killed Thanos in 2019 or 2018. Mm-hmm. Right? So you already changed the past in that way. Unless they're saying, oh, that's an alternate universe. Thanos has been killed. And then they're technically confusing things in their world, because Gamora.
Yeah.
Like she's from the 2012, and now she's in 2023. So she's missing in those years also. Mm-hmm. And she's running around now. It's just like a lot of these plot holes. Like, I don't really talk about
that. Past Nebula's dead, and then the regular future Nebula go back with Gamora. What's the deal with that?
Yeah, exactly. It's just like, wait, what?
And now Captain America is not there for all the battles.
That's true. Yeah, he's not there for the battles. No, he's still there for the battles, because it just means there's two Steves that exist at the same time.
Old Steve and young Steve.
Yeah, so old Steve could be like me in New York watching young Steve like fighting the aliens. He's like, yes, me back in the day.
Looking at his butt.
Yeah, exactly. I think anytime time travel is included in something, there will always be plot holes.
Yeah, it's too confusing.
Yeah, it's too confusing because it doesn't exist.
Doesn't exist, and it can cure everything but not cure everything.
Yeah, because they had to put the line somewhere.
Yeah, too confusing.
Confusing. Yeah. So, Spider-Man,
Far From Home. Yeah. I think we both saw it opening night.
Yeah.
That was so fun.
Yeah. There was a guy who dressed up as Spider-Man, really? But they wouldn't allow him in.
Oh,
because
no.
He couldn't take off his mask because it was like a whole jumpsuit.
Oh, really? He yeah. can like unzip it and it's kind of weird.
Yeah, but... because like he would zip the whole thing, right?
Yeah.
He probably doesn't have clothes under it.
Or he just didn't want to reveal his secret identity.
It was actually Tom Holland. Oh my god!
That would have been funny.
Nah. Yeah, I felt bad because like I thought usually opening days mm-hmm. you're allowed to dress up.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like some places would be cool, but then like I feel like in today's climate it's kind of dangerous to do something like that.
That's true. You're yeah. right. Yeah. Just want to be careful.
Yeah. He just wanted to watch Spider-Man.
Yeah,
exactly. Let him watch Spider-Man.
I'm sure he's watched it by now. Yeah, Spider-Man happened. The name Blip is stupid.
Yeah, Blip was so stupid.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, and then the fact that they had that tiny Easter egg when Peter's in the plane ride, and then you see the movie releases, and one of them's called The Snap, and I'm like, they had one called the freaking slap. Blah, the freaking snap.
The snap. That's funny.
Spider-Man was cool.
I thought it was really good. Like, because I didn't try to watch any trailers, so I had, like, no expectations, and then it ended up being really good on my end. I was like, this movie's pretty good, because I didn't actually, like, I was kind of, like, okay with the first movie, but I think I liked the second a lot better.
Okay.
That's my onion.
I wish there was actually someone who didn't get snapped from within the main group. Does that make sense?
Why did you say
like
it?
Okay, like you know how like essentially the whole group, the whole cast were all snapped.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And it's like, damn, that's so convenient. Wow. So I kind of wish there was someone who from Spider-Man 1 into Spider-Man 2 did not snap. Like, Bradley doesn't count because we've never seen him before.
Yeah.
And he's just like, yay, surprise. Right. I
I think I was confused because you didn't use Blip.
Oh. I was like, should I use the word Blip?
Because I was like, is she trying to hide a spoiler? Like, I was like, what is she talking about? I'm like, oh.
My bad. Yeah.
Yeah, that would have been.
Yeah, like, I think it would have been nice if even they meant, like, I read this on a YouTube, and I was like, I agree with this. Mm-hmm. But I watched this on YouTube. And the guy said, if even someone said, oh, I talked to Liz, who is, like, and, like, they offhandedly somehow, like, hinted Liz did not get snapped, and she was older, then I'd be like, okay, now I can, like, at least someone got snapped. I mean, did not get snapped.
Mm.
Within the main group. And, like, they could have did it with her easily because she didn't even appear in the second movie.
Yeah. Liz is the girl that he originally, like,
loved. Right.
And
yeah.
The daughter of the Vulture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm expecting her to come back in the third movie because I guess a lot of people are theorizing Spider-Man 3 will be about the... what's the term? Like the Big Six.
Oh, that's not the right
term, but...
Big Six. Yeah. No, I'm kidding.
The Big Six. Big Hero Six.
Big Hero Six.
Yeah, like that. I think most people are theorizing it's going to be that, which means Vulture would be a part of it, which means if Vulture appears, his daughter should appear. Maybe even for like a couple of minutes or something like that.
Yeah.
So.
Oh yeah, because he does. There is a part at the end where like he's in the jail, and it kind of makes it seem like he's not going to be there or has someone in there working for him. I can't remember what happened.
No. Okay. So I just watched Homecoming again because it's on Netflix. My dad hadn't watched it.
Oh really?
Yeah. Actually, both my parents didn't.
It might just be on Netflix Canada because I don't think I have it.
Oh really? Oh, I'm surprised. Yo, you know what? You have Into the Spider-Verse. We don't have it.
Oh really? Yeah. That's the trade.
Oh, I'm so mad. I don't know, man. I wanted my parents. I was gonna tell my dad, watch Into the Spider-Verse now. But then it's not on there. I was really mad.
Dang.
Yeah. But yeah, so the end of Homecoming was a guy in jail was like, we heard, like, there's a rumor going around, you know who Spider-Man is. And he's like, no, I don't. But obviously he did. Mm-hmm. So
that was the ending part.
Yeah, that was okay. The ending.
I was like, I can't remember what exactly he did.
Yeah. No, that no, no. So
did he leave with like a weird smile or something on his face? Like,
I think. Well, no, I'm pretty sure he's not gonna. I'm pretty sure he wasn't gonna sell him out, mm-hmm. because the fact that Peter saved him, right?
Yeah.
I think he is a man of his word. The fact that he said, "Well, you know what? You saved my daughter, so I'm gonna let you go." Mm-hmm. So I feel like if Peter saved him, he'd be like, "Okay, I owe him one now."
Yeah.
He seems to have like a sense of what's that word? I forgot what the word is. Dang it! I'm really mad now. I can't remember.
Like a kind of loyalty, kind of thing.
Yeah, I guess that's.
I feel like there's a better word. I'm like, I can't.
There's a better word. Oh man, I can't remember anymore. Oh, my English is so bad.
Kind of faithful. It's too strong. I don't know.
Yeah. Anyways, but yeah, that word. Ugh, gosh. Okay. So, which is all now. I'm also a bit confused. I'm like, okay, if that's the case, then in the third movie, he shouldn't be a bad guy. But who knows, man? Like, Spider-Man 3 is not coming out anytime soon.
So. Far From Home introduced the villain Mysterio, which, like, I knew he was a villain, but then, like, I didn't know much about him. So, like, coming into the first part of the movie, I was like, oh, this guy's pretty cool. Like, I really like Jake Gyllenhaal.
That's so, the point, like, right?
I was like, he's so, like, charming, and he's just, like, trying to save, like, the planet, and he's, like, such, like, a cool, like, figure to Peter. And then, mm-hmm. like, after, like, the scene when he gets off his glasses, he's just, like, a complete jerk. And I'm like, no!
That's the point! They tricked you!
Yeah. They got me good.
I think some people were, like, hoping, they're holding on to that tiny hope, going, well, maybe they'll pull a Skrull and he'll actually be good. It's like, nope, nope.
Speaking of Skrulls... they appear in the movie, but
yeah,
I think that was the mom and dad Skrull.
Yeah, it was.
Okay, because at first I was like, is that the missing Skrull everyone was talking about, the one that got away?
Yeah, I know, right? But no, it was the mom and dad
Skrull.
I mean, at least it kind of explains. Well, no wonder Nick Fury was kind of dumb.
Yeah, he got had.
Yeah.
But yeah, there was, like, one part where, like, they're going, what was it, I think it was part of, like, the Mysterio thing, but I thought it was still the real Fury when, like, they got, like, they're going to that empty building.
Oh, yeah, 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 I thought so, too.
And I was like, what happened to Fury? And I was like, I guess that wasn't him at all, because it made it seem like he was tricked, too.
That was smart. And got shot. That was pretty smart.
Yeah. And then it was, like, the whole thing was just a big, confusing, like, mind trip.
Yeah. Essentially.
Yeah. And it was funny because the theater we went to, for some reason, there was like a little kid, like some family brought their little kid, and it was like, they were probably like 2 or 3 years old. Like, they were like really tiny, and I don't think they could comprehend anything that was happening. And so, like, when that scene was happening, when like all like the crazy mind like tricks and stuff, they're like, the dads kept like looking over to the kid, seeing if he was okay. And I'm like, I don't think this kid even knows what's happening.
The kid gets scared when zombie Iron Man appeared.
I don't think he even comprehended that.
Oh, okay.
I think he was just like, yeah, when there's fighting happening, but I don't know. It was weird. Anyway.
I was kind of hoping there would be some kind of hints of Uncle Ben. Yeah, Uncle Ben. I was like, oh man. Like, aside from the tiny little Easter egg of the suitcase, I was hoping like Mysterio would bring him up somehow. Mm-hmm. But I guess in terms of story wise, it made more sense that it was Iron Man.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. And then like Peter never even talked about his uncle. So.
Yeah, because I think they're just like, they just want to introduce Spider-Man, but not have to go through the Uncle Ben thing again, because it's been kind of.
They've essentially just replaced Uncle Ben with Tony.
Oh, that's true.
Right?
Because they made Aunt May hot. She's like a hot single mom.
Yeah. And she's hitting it off with Happy now.
Oh, yeah. Happy and Aunt May.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
I thought they were cute. But I guess they're not really together.
We don't know. We have no idea. There's also Remy, who was Bradley in the film. 16-year-old Bradley, who is really 30 in real life.
Yeah. Asians age well, Ellie.
Okay, even I could tell. I'm like, I know he's not a 20-year-old, okay? I know that.
Because I think most of them are 20-something, right?
Yeah, most of them are, like, mid-20s. Mm-hmm. But he's, like, five. I guess Liz, actress, mm-hmm. was also older.
Oh.
I think she was, like, 4 years older than them. So she was, like, late 20s.
Oh, okay.
But Remy's 30. Yeah. I don't know. I was just, like, I thought he was, like, I thought he was, like, a tour guide. I thought he was going to be a tour guide in three soft trailers.
He's a student.
No, he's a student. And then there's the end.
Yeah, the end.
Oh my gosh.
They brought J.K. Simmons back as J. Jonah Jameson.
Jonah Jameson.
J. Jonah. The Bring Me Spider-Man. Man.
Man.
That's funny. And he's bald. And you took a picture of him, Ellie.
I did. Because I'm like, I gotta need proof, even though I can't post it.
Yeah. That was great. But the ending was so great. Or the extra ending. Oh, no, you call those credit ending. It was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone hates Spider-Man. Everyone knows who he is.
I guess he should have introduced himself at the end of Homecoming.
Yeah, at like a press conference thingy, I don't know.
Yeah, at the press conference.
But I don't know. Yeah, I'm surprised they didn't do like a third. Or they didn't release a third one. Because I'm not sure like if he's going to be in another movie. Because like I feel that cliffhanger is pretty big.
Yeah, the cliffhanger makes it sound like he can't really appear in anything else now. Because
it's going to be like an obvious, like everyone thinks he's a killer.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe they're not allowed to use Spider-Man.
Because it's a weird contract.
Yeah, the contract.
Paramount makes the movie, I think.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah. Come on, man. Like, I'm sad, but also I do kind of want Sony to keep Spider-Man if it means they're going to keep churning out things like Into the Spider-Verse.
Yeah. Yeah, because right. It was good. Need more Spideys.
Yeah, and let's be real. Like, Disney Marvel has not done very well in the cartoon section.
Oh, yeah. my brother-in-law watches the cartoons, and I'm just like, these look weird. They're not funny. They're all blocky.
Yeah, they're just cash grabs.
Yeah, definitely. That's how it be. That's Disney. Yeah. Disney beating Disney.
Disney tops Disney right behind other Disney. Disney. Hey. So in the past, San Diego Comic-Con, in the Marvel panel, they introduced Phase 4. They introduced a lot of upcoming TV shows and films. Is there any you're especially excited for, Chess?
I think the one. Okay. They're finally making a movie about the Revenant weapons from Grand Fantasy called the Eternals.
Oh my god. Wait, which one's the... Okay, so the little child is the little child in the Eternals. Lif or If or whatever. Wait, which one's 6? That's the real question here.
Which one's 6? I don't know which one's the real... Angelina Jolie is 6.
No, she's not. Yeah. She would be the one of the twin, one of the sister.
The sister. Tian, I think.
Tian, yeah. She would be Tian. Yeah. Yeah, it's all I guess Richard Madden would be Siet, because I think he's the main.
Who's Richard Madden? I have to look him up.
Okay, oh, he's from
Game of Thrones.
Yeah, he's from Game of Thrones. I looked at him, I'm like, is that the guy from Game of Thrones?
Wait. I don't see a good picture. I'm just seeing pictures of Angelina Jolie.
Because that's the only one everyone cares about.
Oh, the brother. Okay, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
Okay. Weird. And then there's, like, I think Kumail something.
Yeah, he's in it, so I guess he's gonna play... He's a funny guy, right? He's a comedian.
Yeah, he's a comedian.
Yeah, so he's gonna be the comic relief.
But I think he's, like, doing more serious roles now, I'm not sure. Or he was in, what was it? Twilight Zone.
Oh, okay, I didn't know that.
He can be so fun.
That's true. Okay. Oh, Don Lee, the Korean. Mm-hmm. He's who's the big guy called?
Eita, the guy with the kabuki kind of.
Yeah. He's him.
I don't know how to pronounce any of these characters' name. They're all weird.
Only six matters.
Yeah, only six matters.
And I guess Quacha. Yeah, so he's him. Don Lee. I'm excited for him. Is this his first American role? Okay, he was in Train of Busan, apparently.
Oh, this guy, he was in Train of Busan. American, is this American actor?
Oh, he's an American actor. Oh,
you're an American.
Don Lee, I guess he's most popular for Train of Busan.
Yeah.
I guess it's exciting seeing more Asian representation.
Yeah.
So I'm excited. I'm so scared for the What If, because it's all animations, right?
Oh, really?
I think it's animated stuff. And So, for example, if they animate Tony Stark, Robert Downey Jr. will come back to reprise him. Yeah. But then, also, like, again, what I said in the past, their animations haven't been very good.
Yeah.
So, I'm like, I'm scared this What If situation. It's not gonna be good either.
So was it confirmed that'd be an animated thing, or
I
just know it's a TV show, but I don't really know what else.
I think it is gonna be animated, because, like, essentially RDJ, Chris Evans, if it was all live action, then they're gonna be filming again, and I don't think they want to do that.
Yeah. But what if, Ellie?
What if? What if they surprise and they go, surprise, RJJ is back? And I'm like, oh, okay. I guess in terms of Asian representation, Shang-Chi.
Did they say it's pronounced Shang-Chi or is it Shang-Chi?
It's Chi. I Googled it.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
What have they done?
No, I'm kidding. No, it's actually pronounced Chi. It's just you gotta remember the tones. Shang-Chi. I hope they're both down tones. Yeah, so that's coming out, and the actor is Simu Liu, which I'm really excited because he is from Canada.
Beep, 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 beep. Is he from Toronto too?
He's close. He's from Mississauga, which is right. It's close enough. Essentially. Yeah. So that's really cool. I'm kind of sad because I could have met him a week before he found out he got the role. Mm-hmm. Because once a year, around my city, they do a night market event. Mm-hmm. So this year, Simu came last year for it also, mm-hmm. but he came again this year, and a lot of Asian. Asian influencers came, so Jeremy Lin came because he was in the Raptors. Wong Fu came, that kid, the older son in Fresh Off the Boat came. I didn't even realize. Eddie. Yeah, Eddie was there. I was like, wait, Eddie was there? Oh my gosh, I didn't know that.
Weird.
Could have seen him in real life. But it's pretty cool seeing it because, again, Asian representation.
Aquafina's in it.
Aquafina's in it. Apparently, the Mandarin, Tony Leung, I think his last name is, he's apparently a really, really big actor in Hong Kong, I believe. They got a really, I guess, essentially, they got one really big guy, one mediocre girl that they're apparently throwing into every single film as the token Asian girl now. And one relatively
new. Is that Aquafina?
That's Aquafina. Someone else said that.
That's sad. I mean, she's making it big, but yeah, she's in a lot of stuff, I guess, it seems now.
I mean, no, but I think so. She's kind of like I think their go-to now for
an
Asian character, female character.
Yeah.
Tony Leung is considered one of Asia's most successful and internationally recognized actors.
Ooh.
Yeah. So that's exciting. Okay, like, Mean Onion, I never watched Iron 3, so maybe I can't actually say this, but from what I've heard, they had a character called the Mandarin in it.
Yeah.
And he was a Caucasian guy.
Oh,
he at least wasn't Asian. I know that.
Maybe, yeah. That sounds familiar, because the Mandarin was kind of confusing.
Yeah, and then in the end, you find out, oh, he's not actually the Mandarin. He's just an actor pretending to be the Mandarin. So it's like, okay. But I feel like this is Marvel going, okay, we need to actually get a Chinese guy to play the Mandarin. Like the legitimate one.
Which is weird because in like Netflix Marvel, the Mandarin is like all Asian. Like it's all Chinese people. Or is it? Or I'm thinking of the hand. Are the hands?
You're thinking of the hand.
They should be the same. That's so confusing.
I mean, they have the China section.
Yeah. Chinese people.
Yeah. And I think it also they probably are also very like gung-ho. They're very gung-ho on the okay, we gotta get the right ethnicity. Also because what was it, in Doctor Strange,
the monk.
Yeah, the sensei, she was supposed to be an Asian character. And even in Iron Man 1, the scientist that helped Tony get away, he was supposed to be Asian too.
Oh, really? Oh, weird.
Yeah, he's actually an Asian character in the comics, and then they didn't make him Asian.
Dang. Yeah. I mean, at least he was still POC.
Was he? Oh, okay.
He was like, I think he was... Oh, yeah, you didn't watch them.
No, I watched one. I just don't remember.
I think he was Middle Eastern, but I'm
not really sure. Okay, then.
Which I guess is kind of like a distinct type of Asian, if you can consider.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe then. Yeah, so I know they were purposely like, hey, we want this Shang-Chi has to be Chinese. End of story.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm a bit sad because another actor I really wanted to be Shang-Chi was Yoshi Sudarso. I don't know if you know. Okay, do you know Peter Adrian?
No, I know you know all these weird Asian YouTubers or something.
No, they're not YouTubers. They're actors / models.
Okay.
So
Yoshi Sudarso.
Yeah, okay. So he played Power Rangers in the past. They both did. This was after I knew them. But yeah, because I followed Yoshi for quite a while. So I know Simu is very like, oh, I've always wanted to be a superhero. But Yoshi was also like, oh, I've always wanted to be a superhero. And I think I was rooting for him a bit more because I've known who Yoshi was longer.
Mm-hmm.
So I've seen him. I've seen him wanting it much longer than I've seen Simu wanting it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was a bit sad about that.
Mm-hmm.
But also, he's not technically Chinese. He's, I think he's Filipino.
He was born in Indonesia, but...
Oh, sorry, he's
Indonesian. Or his parents were Chinese descent. But his parents were Indonesian.
Oh, okay, sorry, so he's Indonesian. So technically, he is not the quotation Chinese.
They're a Chinese descent. That's something.
No. Hopefully Shang-Chi will do well. Yeah. I am going to guess there's going to be comedic factors in it. I think it's going to go down the Ant-Man route. Because Simu's Weibo is most well known for Kim's Convenience, which is a comedy show. And Awkwafina also is a comedic person.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be surprised. And like also in general, Marvel does do a lot of comedic quips in it.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be surprised if Shang-Chi ends up going down a bit more of a comedic route. I wonder how they would, because Shang-Chi seems like a very serious character. But then again, I've never read the comic, so...
Yeah, I don't know much about it besides, like, it being announced.
Aside from, they're all Chinese. Yay! Yeah.
They're all Chinese!
The Falcon and the Winter Soldier. I'm excited for that, too. I have no idea how I'm going to watch it, because I'm not going to buy Disney
Plus. Oh, yeah. That's the thing. That's how they'll get you. I feel like the title's so funny, because, like, when I first heard it, I'm like, this sounds like some weird sitcom. Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
Yo, I really, a part of me really wants Chris Evans to be in it as like the grandpa.
Oh my god.
Hey guys.
He's like in the background. He appears in like every episode, but he's just like, has like a gimmick or something.
He's like the Stan Lee in every episode.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my god. And also the fact that they really spread out all of the Disney films or Disney shows, it's like, great, that means I need to get them in multiple
times. Yeah, that's true. Now I get, yeah, well, those are the shows.
Yeah.
What's WandaVision gonna be about? Scarlet Witch and Vision, like, is it like a past thingy? Or
so they said in the panel, it takes place after Endgame. So everyone's like, how's this gonna work? So some people are theorizing in Doctor Strange, Wanda's gonna appear in it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so she's gonna be there. So maybe they do something that will somehow bring back Vision.
Yeah.
But the only thing... Sorry, what?
Oh, no, you can go on.
Oh, the only thing is Doctor Strange comes out after WandaVision.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
Oh, okay.
I was like, I'm like staring at the thing where as you're talking. I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah. So that's why I'm like, wait, I'm confused now.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
How weird.
I don't know. We'll find out in 2 years. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. I'm so scared for Doctor Strange. Like, I'm like, I want to watch you, but I hate horror, so I don't want to watch you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They said it's going to be a horror film. Like, ooh.
This is a Disney show, okay? It's supposed to be 13 plus. Why are they making it a horror film?
Well,
can you have 13 plus horror films? I don't remember.
13 plus? I don't know. Is it rated 13 plus? I thought it was.
No, they haven't said anything. But I mean, like, in general, for horror films, are they usually rated R?
I think it depends, but I'm not really sure. It depends on how gory it gets, but I don't know, like, what type of horror. Like, is it just, like, kind of, like...
Jump scares? Jump scares are pretty scary.
I don't think it would be... I don't know. I don't really know. Because I don't think it'd be, like, anything really gory or, like, murdery.
I feel like it'd just be creepy.
Yeah, like, scary, if anything. Like, kind of makes you think, but...
I still don't want to watch it, and I'm really sad. It's like, but I like Wanda, but I'm gonna be too chicken, and I'm not gonna watch it.
I guess you can see how the reviews are, or I'll watch it first, and then I'll let you know.
It's not that scary. I watch it. It's a giant spider. Oh crap!
What if they re-release it like the Deadpool Christmas thing?
If they do that, I'll watch it.
And make a safe version.
I watched that one. See, that's smart. That is a smart way to re-add a show into theaters. Like, by the way Deadpool did it. They're like, we need a Christmas PG-13 version instead. No, freaking Endgame just goes, we're going to add this section that wasn't even properly completed. And we're going to add this section. And, like, that's... I don't know. And it's like, not worth it, man.
Well, it helped them be, Avatar, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. Because people were watching it going like, oh, maybe there'll be something. Like, no.
That's why they did it. They're like, we got to find something to add.
There's so much they could have added. I'm pretty sure they had a lot. They could have did like an alternate version, like a what if.
Huh? What if?
Yeah.
They're saving that for what if.
They could have added the girl from 13 Reasons Why.
The what?
You know the girl from 13 Reasons Why? The Netflix show?
Kinda, yeah.
Okay, so she appears. She was supposed to appear in Endgame as Tony Stark's daughter, grown up.
Oh, yeah, I think I heard about that, yeah.
Yeah, but then they didn't add it. Because people were confused. But I'm like, they could have had that. At least that was completed.
Yeah.
Well, Loki's coming out. Loki will be interesting.
Everyone hates the font, but then people also say it's on purpose because it's Loki.
Okay, look. I don't know, man. I feel like Loki would be like, that's ugly.
I mean, I think it's supposed to be for his shape-shifting character, and also he's the god of mischief. But I don't know. Maybe someone was just like, graphic design's my passion.
That was so funny. I don't know, man. Sometimes when I see those, I'm like, man, I could just do graphic design if this is what people are doing. Mm-hmm. But it's also like, I wouldn't even be able to do this. Never mind.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Black Widow. I feel like there was something I wanted to say about it earlier, but now I can't remember. So I think we're... Like, it's probably going to be, like, a paths thing before Endgame.
I think in the pan... Do you care I'm telling you this? Because of...
I just go.
Okay. In the panel, I believe they said it takes place post-Civil War.
Post-Civil War. Okay.
Yeah. And they said they will talk about Budapest. Like, then Jeremy Renner better appear.
Budapest. Was he in there? Was he there at one point?
Yeah, the story is they both talk about Budapest, and we don't know what happened in Budapest.
Oh, okay. That's the joke.
Yeah.
What happens in Budapest stays in Budapest.
Yeah.
Oh. Another thing I thought was cool. I don't know if you watched Stranger Things 3 yet.
No, I have not. No spoilers.
Okay. Well, no spoiler. Well, okay, this one's not a spoiler, but David Harbour is apparently in the Black Widow movie. He's the guy who plays Hopper. And his character's name is the name of one of the characters in Stranger Things 3.
I did read that,
and everyone's like, oh my god. And then there's the Hawkeye show, which I did hear about it, but I didn't really think of it. A Hawkeye show. He's finally getting his fame. His time in the spotlight.
His time has finally come. Oh my goodness. I really hope they have a golden retriever in the show.
Really? Is this gonna be, or did they say anything about the Hawkeye show? Like, is this post-Endgame or?
Yeah, so the Hawkeye show is gonna be about Clint teaching Kate Bishop how to be Hawkeye, I believe.
Oh, then, okay.
Yeah, so the Hawkeye show is about Clint, I guess, training Kate Bishop to be the next Hawkeye. Because that's how it goes in the comics.
Who's Kate Bishop? Like, was she introduced before, or...?
Some people thought it was going to be his daughter. Mm-hmm. In the comics, Clint has a golden retriever.
Oh.
So I really want there to be a golden retriever in the show.
Golden retriever!
Golden retriever! It's so cute. We don't really know what else it's going to be about.
The font makes me think of, like, a late night show or something. I don't know, something about that.
late night with Hawkeye.
Yeah.
I mean, everything will take place at night. Let's be real. Yeah. And the last thing is Thor, Love and Thunder. Okay. I'm very disappointed. It's not Thor 4, more Thor.
Oh, did you see a meme about that or something? Yeah. Yeah, I saw the Thor with the upside down 4 as the H. I was like, oh.
What does that say? Thor 4. The 4.
What'd you call it before? Thor or something.
Or the four or it's the meme. It's like the like they show four. It and then the smart yeah, person yeah. I like those. The four or like Thor four, more Thor. Oh yeah, so many Thor. So many quips they could have did, and they're like, no, we can't do this.
Thor, love and leather. Any thoughts yeah. about it?
Yeah, that's about it.
Oh. Okay. Well, I'm kinda excited because I like Taika Waititi. Like I think he did like Thor Ragnarok was really good, and I liked, like, he did this other movie about vampires, which is pretty funny.
I heard of it. I haven't watched it.
Yeah, Into the Shadows, I think is what it's called. Anyway, he's come back for this one. He's actually going to be directing the live-action Akira film, which I think could be cool, too, but he's putting it on hold for Thor for 4. But I think it could be, well, the only one thing, like, because I thought Valkyrie was going to be the main character, is what I thought so was trending, but then apparently they're bringing back Natalie Portman, mm-hmm. which, like, I'm kind of meh, like, I don't know, like, it could be either good or bad, like, I don't really care, but it didn't, like, I wasn't excited, like, too excited, okay. I was just like, oh, okay.
And I've never watched Thor 1 or 2, I have no thoughts of Natalie Portman. Okay. Jane Foster.
Yeah. I think she left because of Thor 2 was like the director wasn't that good, and I think she might, like, I didn't see a source, but apparently she didn't really care for the Marvel films, but I don't really know if that's true or not.
Yeah, like I thought it was like she didn't care about Marvel, she thought it wasn't doing well, that's why she didn't want to be a part of it, mm-hmm. and now it's being successful, now she wants to be a part of it again.
Like, hey, so everyone, what if I came back?
Yeah, it's like, hey, you can't just do that. Like, yeah. The War Machine, like the original.
Yeah, the original one.
Yeah, he left, and now he's probably like, dang it.
I think the ironic thing was that he complained about, like, how much money he was getting.
Yeah, and now it's like, yeah.
Look at him now. Look at the new. I mean, I like the new Rhodey more, though.
Yeah, so. I like Don Cheadle.
Yeah, he cool.
Yeah. Anyways, so that is what I read of it. Mm-hmm. I didn't look more into it because I didn't care. Yeah. I never watched Thor. Mm-hmm. But then other people are saying, oh, it's actually because the director was, I think, sexist towards her. They just didn't write her character well.
Yeah, because I know, like, a lot of people didn't like Thor 2, and Natalie Portman's character was just written really badly for that movie, so I think that was, that's what I felt was the main reason, but I didn't really hear anything about her hating on Marvel until, like, now, like, seeing some tweets now. But I'm like, where's the source? But then I didn't really care to find it. Like, I'll take it or leave it. Like,
yeah.
Okay, that's it. That's the end of the chart.
That's the end of the chart.
What if Ellie? What if there's more?
What if I get to be in What
there's
If?
There's another. Oh, what?
Nothing. Go.
Nothing. We listen to it and see what you said. They also revealed they're rebooting the Blade movie with oh my god, Mahershala Ali.
Uncle Aaron.
He was also cut in mouth and Luke Cage. I don't know if you watched Luke Cage.
I didn't, but I heard he was that, and yeah, he was a good character.
He was a bad guy.
I mean, like, he's a good character.
Yeah, he was a good character, but a bad guy. And then I was like, does that mean Netflix Marvel will never connect with Marvel Cinema Universe? Because he's... Unless he, like, his character... Well, I don't know if you care for spoilers.
His character died. That's all I know.
Okay. His character dies and maybe he becomes Blade. Because I think Blade's, like, a vampire. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Blade's supposed to be a half vampire, half human. So they could just make it he got revived as a vampire.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. They could do that. But then, I don't know... Cottonmouth, if his personality meshes well with Blade's character?
Probably not. I don't know much about Blade, but I feel like he's more like a cool, smooth, like, kind of
Yeah.
Old guy, I don't know. And Cottonmouth was more, like,
funny.
Gang leader.
Oh.
Killer.
Okay. Did he kill by himself? Did he kill himself? Like he killed people? Or did he just make other people kill people?
Both.
Oh, okay. Well, at least he could kill people himself. I mean, that's the requirement for Blade.
The requirement for Blade.
You need to be a murderer. Yeah.
I don't know if you saw the tweet, but I don't know if you've seen the original Blade movies.
I think I may have watched the first one.
I feel like I saw one a lot, like when I was a kid, but apparently there's a scene where, like, in the original movie, Wesley Snipes didn't want to open his eyes for a scene for some reason, so they had to CGI his eyes opening. It was really
bad. Oh, why would he not open his eyes?
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, I sent that to Alex because I feel like he watched the movies recently and he's like, it probably happened, I don't remember, but Wesley Snipes is weird apparently, so I'm like, okay.
But he was a good Blade. That's exciting.
Yeah.
But he's not, that's not happening for a long time.
Yeah, he's not even on the chart.
Not even on the chart.
So 20 past is 2022.
2022. 23. Oh my gosh. It's so weird. It's like, when I look at this, I'm like, man, time can pass really fast.
Yeah.
It's scary.
But who knows if they might come early. Because I feel like Endgame came out pretty quick, like, just 1 year after. Like, I feel like that would have been, like, a...
No, but they filmed it at the same time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they filmed the two, Infinity and Endgame, simultaneously.
Oh, okay.
And they kind of had to do it early, yeah, or the hype would have died. Like, with Avatar.
That's true. Well, I don't think anyone expected two to even come out.
I know, but I mean...
And then he's making, like, four more.
Well, if two fails, then they probably won't do.
Yeah, that's true. Dang.
Mm-hmm. Dang.
Oh, yeah, and Fantastic Four, they're finally making that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, a couple days ago, the Silver Surfer was on TV.
Oh, really?
So I recorded it. I'm going to watch it. Ooh. And I'm going to watch Chris Evans.
I know.
As a young guy.
As a young guy. As the mm-hmm. Flaming Torch.
Yes.
That's so weird, though, because was it Sony that, like, they redid the Fantastic Four, I feel like, in, like, the recent past years, and it flopped?
Yeah, it flopped.
But I think they were trying to get on that Marvel hype, but they didn't do it well.
Yeah. Well, who knows how long this Marvel train will continue.
Yeah.
Because eventually Kevin and the Russo brothers will have to retire.
Yeah. That sounds like, I was like partially surprised, because I was just like, I feel like since Endgame ended, like, does that kind of make the franchise kind of dwindle? But then it's like they keep making all these new stuff, so I'm like,
It was smart of them to start, like, Black Panther, Doctor Strange,
Spider-Man. Oh yeah, I thought Black Panther 2 was one of them. I thought they announced Black Panther 2.
No, they didn't.
I'm thinking of that fake one. Which one's real? Oh, it must have been fake. Because I remember seeing, like, Black Panther 2 and Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
You would think they would do those, but no.
And there's, like, an Ant-Man 3, I think, too. Was it all fake? Everything's fake. Oh, yeah, wait, was it this one? Inhumans. Where is this called?
Inhumans. That was the one that was supposed to come on and never did. So that's everything from the panel and our thoughts on Endgame, Spider-Man, and what we're excited about in the upcoming Phase 4. Chess, do you have any recommendations for anime or games?
Okay, well, my recommendation this time is the show Yu Yu Hakusho.
Wow, that's really old.
I know. I just started, like, I was talking about to my friends recently this past weekend. I think I recommend anyone to watch it because I think I consider it one of the OG shonen animes. It's just a bunch of middle schoolers that don't even look like middle schoolers.
That's how it always is.
That's how it always is, except for Inazuma, because they actually look like kids. But That's true. Anyway, some they all look like old high schoolers. But yeah, it's basically like generic kind of. It starts off with like goofy stories, and then it gets serious, and they start like they go in a tournament, and then all this crazy stuff happens. But all the characters are really cool, and I enjoyed it a lot. I don't know.
Is that the one where in the first episode the guy dies?
Yeah.
He
gets hit by a car, is trying to save a kid, and then I think he gets the chance to like redeem himself and get reincarnated, but he has to do a bunch of other stuff. But it's mainly about like, I feel like the story was supposed to be like about a ghost detective and try to solve different mysteries, but then it went like the shonen route, and then they did like a fighting tournament, and then it's just like they fight different people in each arc. Overall, like, I enjoyed that a lot. The ending gets kind of weird because the guy went on hiatus and decided he didn't want to beat the horse and just ended it kind of abruptly.
Isn't it the same?
It's the Hunter X Hunter guy.
Yeah, okay.
Or Hunter Hunter.
Hunter.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess it's smart. He's like, no.
Yeah. Because I think he was burnt out and he was just like, I don't want to keep making them fight and have to do random stories and like drag out this like the story more than it should have been. Like,
okay.
He just kind of ended it. But I think overall it's a good watch. I liked it. I don't know what else to say about it.
That's fine.
Yeah. Watch Yu Yu Hakusho for fun shonen times.
I do enjoy my fun shonen times. I think I was contemplating watching it, and then I got lazy.
Oh. It is a lot of episodes, but, like, I mean, the first couple were pretty good, I would say.
Okay.
It's old school.
I miss my shonen boys.
Yeah.
Okay, I still watch Inazuma.
Yeah. Oh yeah, another thing. I saw it yesterday. I think they're making a live like stage play of Yu Yu Hakusho and all the characters look really good.
Oh, wow. So I was like, oh. That's really random though. They're just bringing in all these old
Yeah, animals. I think they actually I think they had their 20th anniversary recently, either this year or last year, and I think they're planning on bringing in like making an OVA, but I'm not completely sure on that.
I guess the guy's cool with it, even though I'm pretty sure he doesn't need any more money.
Yeah, because he's married to the Sailor Moon
writer. And they're both successful.
Yeah. They're both OGs.
Yeah, exactly. They don't really need anything.
They're just chilling now.
Yeah, he's good enough. He's like, you can't force me to write. I don't care. What are you going to do? End me, huh? Oh my gosh. That's so funny.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's it. Thanks for listening, guys.
Thanks for listening.
Pew, pew, pew.
Pew, 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 pew.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Just Two Weebs. Our intro-outro music, Sunkissed, is by Ixton, provided by Free Music for Vlogs. You can follow us on Twitter for updates at Just Two Weebs. Until next time.